Welcome to the Discover Your Kinky Self podcast, sponsored by Arouser. We are happy that you chose to join us today to get some kink education. Our resident sexologist is here to answer your questions. Each month, we select the top four most searched kink topics to have our sexologists comment on and give you their professional opinion and advice. Debunking myths and removing the shame from things that are taboo is the ultimate goal around this podcast series. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to sit down for a session with a professional sexologist? Maybe this is your first time even hearing of one. Either way, you're about to get a crash course into kink education. Enjoy the show. Let's get into our first topic, porn. Did you know that watching too much porn can have a significant negative impact on your libido? Let's learn more about why overstimulation can be bad for your sexual health.
Is pornography causing your libido to shrink? Hi, I'm Elaine S. Turner, the resident sexologist for Arouser.com. And in my sexological opinion, yes, the overconsumption of porn can lead to loss of libido, erectile dysfunction, and delayed orgasm. So, video pornography specifically causes your brain to make too much feel-good pleasure chemical, also known as dopamine. Also, it creates unrealistic sexual expectations. Safer alternatives to watching porn, using erotic novels, developing their own fantasies, and using porn as inspiration, and then going off to masturbate on your own. You can also use sexting platforms much like Arouser has. Those are completely healthy sexual outlets that you aren't going to form that chemical dependency on.
Now, what do you say we get into more ways in which you can improve your sex life and heighten your stimulation levels, shall we? Here at Arouser, we are very familiar with all things related to sex chat. A really cool fact is that sexting or sex chat isn't just a fun way to pass some time, but it has some serious benefits. Let's get our expert to weigh in on this.
Can sex chat improve your sex life? Hi, I'm Elaine S. Turner, and I'm the resident sexologist for Arouser.com. And it may not come as a surprise to you, but I'm very pro sex chat. I think it can really benefit your sex life. And that's for a few different reasons. The first one is kink. Being in a sex chat format means that you feel safe and that you get to explore your kink from the safety of behind a screen with someone else. So you get to really tune into your fantasies and explore what turns you on and what gets you going. Another reason I believe sex chat can improve your sex life is that you don't have the pressure of performance anxiety weighing you down. Sexual performance is a really big part of coupled sex with between two or more people. But behind a screen, again, you can have that 12-inch throbbing cock that you've always wanted, when in reality, that may not be what you're working with. And that's okay. Sex chatting is all about exploring what you want and who you believe your sexual identity to be. So start chatting and have some fun.
Next up, sex dreams. We all have them, don't we? In fact, I had one last night. Have you ever had a sex dream where you were fantasizing about having sex with the same gender? Did this make you question whether you were possibly more along the lines of queer or gay in order to have had this fantasy in the first place? Well, Elaine will be breaking down this taboo subject for you next, and the answers may surprise you.
You've been having sex dreams about other men. Does that mean that you're gay? Don't worry, I'm here to tell you that odds are your sex dreams about other men have nothing to do with your sexual orientation. Sexuality and sexual orientation is a spectrum. Dr. Alfred Kinsey found that no one is really completely straight or completely gay. There's a scale of 0 to 6, and everyone falls somewhere along that spectrum. That doesn't mean that you're gay. It just means that you're sexually aware of relevant material. Same with your erections. They actually happen because your brain deduces that something is sexually relevant. Now, wherever you fall on that sexuality and orientation scale, that's your business. but your dreams don't mean anything about your orientation unless you want them to.
And for our last and highly requested kink topic of the month, we're about to talk more on micropenises. More specifically, why is it that men who are of a below average penis size find such enjoyment from showing off their micropenises while sexting with women? Elaine, I'll let you do the honors and take it from here.
Why do you enjoy showing your micropenis online? And I want to talk to you today about why you might enjoy showing your micropenis off on the internet. So a really big aspect of micropenises is the fact that they're much smaller than the average. Showing off a micropenis is often part of a humiliation kink or fetish. And humiliation is incredibly popular, specifically SPH, small penis humiliation. Some reasons you might enjoy showing your micropenis online include confidence in anonymity. No one knows it's your penis. It's just out there for the world to see, and you're tired of hiding it. And that's wonderful. You also might get off on being an exhibitionist. Exhibitionism is when you enjoy other people being surprised or aroused at what you're doing sexually. So, in my opinion, congratulations on finding your kink and what gets you off. More power to you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Discover Your Kinky Self. And we hope you got some serious value from this kink education series. If you'd like to learn more about kinks, fantasies, and fetishes, also other related topics, head over to arouser.com for more info. There's a lot more resources for you to gain knowledge from and become more confident in your kinky or vanilla self. Like, share, and subscribe to our channel so you don't miss out on any future episodes. We'll see you soon for more kink education. Bye for now.